This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now your host, Owen Schroyer.
Robert Mueller is the unelected, unofficial president of the deep state and the Democrat Party. He's rogue. He's out of control. He's doing anything and everything he can to try to destroy President Donald Trump and this country. Here's Alex Jones breaking it down.
Congressman Schiff, taking over the Intelligence Committee in the House on January 2nd, says Trump may face, quote, real prospect of jail time.
There's a very real prospect that on the day Donald Trump leaves office, the Justice Department may indict him, that he may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time.
And ABC, NBC. President Trump's inevitable impeachment by the Dems.
Are we going to hear more of this in January now from leading Democrats that maybe there are impeachable offenses here?
I think it's inevitable. And in fact, I think there's going to be a point where House Democrats are going to feel as if they don't open an impeachment inquiry over what they've seen so far, then what would be the trigger? And if Congress at all wants to be a watchdog for the executive branch, I think it's inevitable. So look, I think it's inevitable that an impeachment inquiry is going to get open. And as Jerry Nadler says, that doesn't mean they will end up impeaching him.
Right.
But I think the investigation is going to open sooner rather than later.
They at least have to go there.
Jerry Nadler saying if the campaign finance case as laid out by prosecutors is true, Mr. Trump would be likely to meet the criteria for an impeachable offense, and he said he would instruct his committee to investigate when he takes over in January. So I do think things have moved since last Friday.
As we have said, the president is moving into a perilous period.
Now, they said during the campaign they weren't going to do that because Americans, you know, wouldn't have supposedly voted for Democrats in the midterms, but oh, now they are because they're desperate to cover up their own crimes. Meanwhile, Trump has accurately tweeted that Comey lied to Congress. Comey told Congress, here's the big one of the 245 occasions that he lied that Trump's talking about. The big one that's ironclad is Comey saying, I've never leaked and I don't know anyone that's leaked to the media. And it turned out he was the chief leaker, but he went, well, I gave the information to give it to the press to a professor who would then give it to him. Oh, so I'm a drug dealer and I give them the suitcase full of cocaine and then my dealer goes and sells it to somebody. I'm not involved in the cocaine dealing. Balderdash, BS, baloney. And it goes on and on and on, and to watch the corporate press try to cover it up, it is just mind-blowing. And 2 years in, $33 million in just this fake investigation, and they have people being guilty for not paying taxes for taxi cab services that Trump has nothing to do with in New York. Michael Cohen, who did a 180 once they busted him, and other crap like that. I mean, this is incredibly ridiculous. For 2 years, they've been telling President Trump, oh, you're not the target, sir. We know you're not involved in Russiagate. In fact, there's nothing there, but they're just doing their investigation, even though it's all a bunch of people brought in by Hillary and Obama when you were president-elect. They were panicking. Well, what were they going to do? They've been in bed with Russia. They've been in bed with China. They've sold the nation out. They're the folks that say having a nation's bad, that America existing. America was never great. It'll never be great. Governor Cuomo in New York.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great. We have not reached greatness. We will reach greatness when every American is fully engaged.
Just look at the crazed look of Schiff. You know, Schiff and Alexandria Cortez, you're not just waiting for a weird moment to grab a screenshot that isn't honest. They always have that power mad lunatic look in their eye.
And now, today, Trump has been wild on Twitter, letting you know that he knows, and he figured out a while ago, but he's now letting you know that he knows the Russia investigation, Russia collusion investigation, was fake from the very beginning.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Here is something that really amazes me about modern society, modern culture here on this Sunday, December 16th, 2018. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones on The Alex Jones Show. Tons of news, video clips to get to, plus President Trump has tweeted about, I think, 12 times today, so we're going to be reading all those as well. But if it's a new movie, a new comic movie, a new movie with a famous actor or actress in it, and it gets a bunch of hype and a bunch of publicity and a bunch of marketing, and they show it on the sporting events, and they do the interviews on late night TV, and they hype this movie up, and this movie, it's about a deep state civil war, or, you know, corruption in government, you know, on the inside, White House intrigue and all this stuff. And if it's in a movie, well, then it's like, you know, pop culture. It's cool. It has human interest. Everybody wants to talk about it. People want to go see it. And so then it becomes a thing. But when it happens in real life, there's no interest. There's no big story. There's no big hype. There's no big publicity. And the only thing you really get is the propaganda coming out of one side of it, acting like it's just one man that's responsible for all the corruption. And so there is no real civil war. It's just we got to get the one man. And everybody buys into that. But what's really going on is you have an actual cold civil war happening right now in the White House, in Washington, D.C., with, well, it's a complex group, but at the bottom line, people that have sold out, politicians that are puppets, people in the FBI, CIA that have sold out. You're learning some of these names, the Peter Strokes, the Andrew McCabes, the Bob Muellers, the James Comeys. We know the names now. So this is all going on, and you have them arresting and raiding innocent men and women's houses, lying about people, censoring the internet. And this is the real actual civil war happening in D.C. This is the real life cold civil war happening in the United States of America. But that's not the story. That's not the big hype. Again, though, if it's in a comic book movie or some new TV show, that's the big hype. That's the big attraction. But when it actually happens, when it's actually going on, nobody even knows. And that's basically where we're at right now. And then it actually comes down to something so simple, so basic, so fundamental that you can't even believe, really, it's a debate, and that's the border. But doesn't it show you the fraud of the Democrat Party, where you can play all the clips I mean, we've done it 100 times here. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer, all of them saying we need borders, we need border security. They all signed bills to fund walls. They all have walls in their own houses and gates and private security and guns. But what do they do? Now they say they want an open border. And then, I mean, literally they want an open border. And so that becomes a debate. And so now citizens have to go down to the southern border to protect it, because that's how politically correct and far to the left our actual government has gone. Here's a report from Greg Reese highlighting the issue and the concern that just citizens of the United States have with an open southern border.
The United Nations Global Compact for Migration was adopted on Monday by 164 governments at an international conference in Marrakesh, Morocco. The historic event was described by UN Chief Antonio Guterres as the creation of a roadmap to prevent suffering and chaos. More doublespeak from the failing globalist agenda. Flooding nations with millions of foreigners who have no intention to assimilate and who are not held accountable for their criminal actions is perhaps the most potent recipe for suffering and chaos the world has ever known. The French, perhaps history's greatest nationalists, have reached their breaking point. They have been erecting multiple guillotines in the streets, a tool they invented in the French Revolution to chop off at least 40,000 heads of state. In Brussels, Belgium, the people have erupted in protest against their government for signing the UN Migration Compact. And ISIS has called for attacks against the Yellow Vest protest, as if in support of the globalist French government. While the global elites and the radical left have duped their submissive minions into thinking their open borders agenda is one of peace, the rest of us struggle to keep the world from falling into the hands of those who seek to gain more power at the expense of global destruction. Lebanon agreed to the UN Migration Compact, and they are digging tunnels beneath Israel's border wall. The tunnels are being dug by radical Islamic group Hezbollah, who seeks to destroy Israel. Mexico agreed to the UN Migration Compact. And with over $20 billion a year worth of illicit drug smuggling and tens of thousands of children being trafficked across the border as sex slaves, there is very good reason to secure the U.S. border into Mexico. President Trump got elected on his promise to secure the border, and his deep state opponents are desperately fighting him on this issue. The black market business of sex and drugs is worth trillions of dollars, tax-free and untraceable. It is the biggest domestic cash cow of the criminal cabal, which has entrenched itself deep within all branches of the U.S. government. Almost halfway through his term, President Trump has failed to secure the border. Citizen patriots such as the Oath Keepers have taken to the skies, patrolling the border from civilian aircraft, offering reconnaissance to the overwhelmed border patrol. And while there are military aircraft and blimps monitoring the border from the skies, we can clearly see miles of unprotected border along the Rio Grande. In a single weekend this month, Border Patrol agents arrested 1,900 illegal immigrants in South Texas, including gang members and child predators. With miles of wide open border and cartel safe houses, one can only guess how many are making it across each and every day. President Trump says he will shut down the government if he has to. And Nancy Pelosi says she'll keep the government closed forever rather than fund Trump's wall. But if a government cannot secure its own borders, then what is the purpose of government at all? And if the United Nations succeeds at opening up borders worldwide, then national sovereignty will become a thing of the past, and America will be no more. This is Greg Reese, reporting for NewsWars.com.
And now, Oath Keepers is putting out a call to action to citizens who want to help protect the southern border. Now, we've had Stuart Rhodes in studio breaking this down. You can go to oathkeepers.com and find out exactly what that entails. But when your own government has no interest in preserving the republic, when your own government has no interest in preserving a southern border, I guess you just have to take matters into your own hands then, don't you? Now, folks, I didn't even plug this first segment. Your support at InfoWarsStore.com is everything. We've got huge specials going on right now for Christmas. In this short break, jump over to InfoWarsStore.com and shop with the good guys. Get some Christmas shopping done before it's too late to get your gifts shipped for Christmas Eve.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'll stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
We have a lot of things to discuss here on the Alex Jones Show today, and I'm going to be taking calls in the entire second hour, probably open up the phone lines perhaps in the next segment to discuss everything that's going on. The total collapse of globalism. Now, how do you explain to somebody globalism? Or the threat of globalism? Because the concept of globalism, it's almost kind of like a vaccine, where the science behind a vaccine is there, and you know, with the health industry and technology, inevitably you could have vaccines that are safe and effective. But what's the catch? Well, the catch is whoever is making the vaccine and mass producing it and putting it out there, well, they kind of are in charge of what goes into it, right? And so who is checking up on that? Well, you do a little bit of research, you find out vaccine courts have their own separate justice system, and they're never held accountable for the millions of deaths they're responsible for. And so you say, well, that doesn't seem right. Well, they never talk about it, so nobody says that. Just like globalism. Well, sure, okay, globalism. Well, let's see. Humans with technology and our nature to just be social beings and expand our consciousness. Naturally, you know, globalism with the technology and everything. Okay, that's probably inevitable. But what's the catch? Who's rolling it out? Who's deciding what it means? Who's deciding who gets their fingers on the levers of power? And so the elite and the establishment right now are doing everything they can to entrench themselves and their power structure as the establishment, as globalism is being rolled out. So now their policy, their agenda is entrenched as the global government comes into manifestation. Except what's happening. Their plan has been exposed. It's failed in many areas, and now there's total blowback. You see it politically with the election of a Donald Trump, the election of a Bolsonaro. You see it physically with the streets of France and the streets of Brussels, where there are now riots going on against the EU and the UN. But that's a sign of the world changing and humanity trying to figure out how to adapt. So right now, in Brussels, people are in front of the EU headquarters, and the police are, looks like, getting brutalized up there. It's symbolic for the rejection of globalism. In France, you have the looks like thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of people in the yellow vests out on the streets. What does it represent? The French people. They don't want to see their country fall to globalism. And so that's kind of the political, geopolitical, philosophical civil war going on worldwide between nationalism and globalism. But then right here in the United States, you have the true focus with the cold civil war going on between Donald Trump and the deep state, who's led by Robert Mueller. And that's where most eyes are in the United States, and most eyes are worldwide. But when you understand, it's all about the power structure that has been in power here in the United States, in the West, working with the very power structures established in the East and in Europe and in North Africa and in the Middle East. And you see how they were all pushing for the same thing, globalism, open borders, they entrenched themselves. And then what happened? The people woke up and they didn't want to go that way. So they elected Donald Trump. They elected Bolsonaro. They put in nationalists in Italy. They put in nationalists in other countries. But the biggest pushback now is the media, where they act like none of this is even going on, and the rejection of globalism, which is inevitable and progressive and the best, is racist, is bigoted, is homophobic, is just you name it. When all it is people just saying, I want to have a country, I don't want to have open borders, and I'm sick of having to pay for it all when it's not in my own best interest. So that's just an overall picture of everything that's going on. And I got all the news here, again, thousands rallying against the UN outside the EU headquarters in Brussels. Thousands in the yellow jackets again this weekend in France. Meanwhile, in the Middle East, you got places in Syria and Iraq that have been freed from ISIS that are actually celebrating Christmas pretty openly for the first time in years. Nobody talks about that. You have Turkey claiming that Trump is working on extraditing Gulen here, who runs all of these education camps in the United States. In fact, it's been Sybil Edmonds who has been making a big issue of that. And I've heard these rumors swirling. We'll see if anything comes of that. But then you have Putin says rap should be controlled in Russia, not banned. But see, but isn't that why you love living in the United States? You can rap about pimping hoes and beating hoes and hoeing hoes, and it's all good in the United States. But if you say, baby, it's cold outside, well, FCC is coming to shut you down. So, when I come back on the other side of this break, I'm going to hit all the headlines. I got video clips here. We got about 12 tweets from President Trump I'm going to read. SNL seems to be just getting more deranged every week. But, folks, in this break, please go to InfoWarsStore.com because, unfortunately, we were not able to expand the way we wanted to in 2018. And that's because of different lawsuits and mainly the total censorship of Alex Jones and InfoWars on social media, which is the best place to expand and market. They just cut us off from, you know, the biggest highways in the United States when it comes to marketing and communication. So, unfortunately, we were not able to expand, but we have plans to expand. You already have seen the clues. You've seen the new studios. You've seen us hiring more people. So, with your support over this Christmas season, I think that we can make that happen in 2019. But we got great specials going on right now. Just check out all of them. We got all of these specials. I didn't even realize. So they're all still running. Basically, every special that we've ran for the 12 days of Christmas, I guess they're still all live. This is nuts. So you got 60% off Bodies, 60% off Knockout, 60% off Silver Bullet, 55% off Ultimate Bone Broth, just 55% off Super Male Vitality. I mean, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. These are huge specials right now. Free shipping store-wide. Free t-shirt with every order. We'll send you a free t-shirt. How about the Alexa Pure Breeze half off? How about the Alexa Pure water filters at discount? Get the gift of clean air and clean water this Christmas.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth.
InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250AC, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, I'm going to get focused, hammer these headlines, play some of these videos, and then dedicate the entire second hour to phone calls. So we're going to open up the phone lines probably in the next segment. I don't want to open up the phone lines now and then make people wait online to get on air. So let me hit these headlines, get some of these video clips, and then in the next segment, I'm just going to read every tweet from President Trump today. He's tweeted about 12 times. He's been up since, I guess, about 6 or 5 a.m. East Coast tweeting on a Sunday. So I'm just going to read all those in a segment, too. But let's just look at some of these headlines here domestically. And let's kind of sift through them and try to make sense of it all. Now, again, what's incredible to me is, and see, I almost really can't even accurately talk about this because I'm so far removed from the hype that I don't even, it's like a foreign language almost to me. But there was just some movie came out. It was a Marvel movie, I think. I'm probably insulting people that actually are fans of the movie. I really genuinely forgot what it was called, but it set a bunch of box office records. And there's all kinds of hype, and everybody goes and sees the movie, and everybody talks about it for the next 2 weeks, and that's the big thing. Okay, yeah, Aquaman is the new one. I'm talking about a movie from this summer. It was like Captain Marvel Heroes or something. But now the new one's Aquaman that's getting rave reviews. But my point is, though, you get all this hype, or a new Star Wars movie even. And I get it. I'm not insulting you if you like movies. The point is that, or like a new TV show gets a bunch of hype and everybody talks about, like Game of Thrones. All right, I'll use Game of Thrones. Perfect example. Perfect example. I can't believe I didn't think of this until now. Game of Thrones. Big TV show. I believe it's HBO. Everybody loves it. Everybody talks about it. It's like if you don't watch Game of Thrones to the Game of Thrones people, you're like, what's wrong with you? Like, wow. So it's, you know, Game of Thrones. I've never watched it, so I really don't know the plot, but, you know, I can imagine Game of Thrones, and I know enough about it. So I guess you got, like, kingdoms or whatever fighting for power and all, you know, right, the intrigue and the murder and the sex and everything that's involved. And all of the focus is on the Game of Thrones, the TV show, all fake. When there's an actual real Game of Thrones happening right now in the real world. It's like the same thing. They put out a Captain Hero comic book movie. We're about some civil war in the United States. It gets all the hype. It gets the box office records. Everybody talks about that. There's a real cold civil war happening right now in the United States, in the White House, in Washington, D.C. That's real stuff with real world complications, with real world consequences. But notice how there's no attention on that. There's no focus on that. Everybody focuses on the big movie, the big TV show. Now, what do you call that? Well, it's called distraction. Bread and circus in the archaic analogy. So all of your attention and focus is on a basketball game or on a TV show or on a movie or something. And the media doesn't want you to actually see what's going on, the power struggle in D.C., in the White House, worldwide even. Globalism versus nationalism. And so then you have Saturday Night Live, and I didn't even mean to go to this, but I guess it's really the perfect time. That kind of likes to act like it's a joke and kind of distracts and acts like Trump is the bad guy. And it really doesn't matter. You tune in to any late night comedy show, they call it comedy, you know, I thought comedy was funny, and they're all bashing Trump. It's all the same propaganda. But again, the average American has no idea the real stuff that's going on behind the scenes. Like, for example, look at these two stories here. In fact, look at these three stories. Report, ex-Fox exec claims MH370 got hijacked by organ harvesters. That's from Sputnik, so they'll say it's fake news. Darlene Liblik Tipton, I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but a former Fox TV executive announced that she has a hard drive containing proof that Malaysia Airlines flight MH370, which went missing 4 years ago, was actually hijacked in order to harvest the organs of the people on board. Whatever happened to that plane? Whatever happened to those people? Now, I'm not saying that that's true or not. I'm saying wouldn't surprise me one bit. This is from years ago, 3 years ago. But Disney World, Legoland employees among 11 arrested in undercover child porn sting. And the headline is, at least 3 years ago, what was the number? Like 40 Disney employees have been arrested since 2006 for some charge involving pedophilia. That was a report from 3 years ago. That number has at least doubled. So just think about that. In 12 years, you've had nearly 100 Disney employees, some of them with huge, massive troughs of child pornography. And then you go and you look at all the videos people have done of all the weird subliminal messages in the Disney movies. I mean, you want to take a red pill. You think that's a coincidence? Missing Malaysian airline, organ harvesters, child sex trafficking. All of it more real than your favorite movie that came out this year, Aquaman, or Captain Marvel versus DC Comics. But see, that's the distraction. And then they make some huge joke of it on SNL. President Trump's bad. He's a buffoon. He's a Russian. He doesn't know what he's doing. Just look at this. Look at this guy. So here's SNL pretending like Trump was never president. Go ahead and roll clip four. Oh, it's Alec Baldwin. He just got caught in a second aggravated assault situation. Allegation.
But I don't think I can do this anymore. I might finally eat a salad and explode.
What seems to be the trouble, Donald?
Who are you? Stay back.
Relax. I mean you no harm. My name is Clarence, and I was sent here from heaven. I heard you were in trouble.
It's awful. Everything's falling apart. Sometimes I wish I had never been president.
A world where you were never president, eh? I think we can arrange that.
It's a wonderful Trump. Yeah, the economy would be down, would be at war with Russia.
So different. What are those things on their faces?
Those are called smiles.
Hey, Mr. Trump, I just wanted to say Merry Christmas.
Meanwhile, if you go to a White House dinner, it's nothing but smiles.
That's a good one.
Nothing but cheers.
Seriously, though, I just wanted to thank you for suggesting I go into PR. I've made so much money working for so many awesome companies like Facebook and Ashley Madison and the Romaine Lettuce Association. Yeah. Merry Christmas, Don.
Wait, Sarah isn't my press secretary?
I told you, Donald, you don't have a press secretary because you weren't elected president.
And so it's this whole fantasy, oh, life would be so much better if it just wasn't for Trump. Meanwhile, it's the Democrat cities and states that are totally hellholes. Just look at California. It's the Democrats that want open borders. It's the Democrats that want to collapse the economy. It's the Democrats that want to have D.C. in total shambles. But then they project all of it onto Trump. It's the Democrats that colluded with Russia. They project it onto Trump. So this is what the media does to try to distract and disable you from being informed. And if you're uninformed, then what do? You're just confused.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away. So write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's
can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
The Game of Thrones theme. Did you guys plan that? I'm serious. Tell me, did you plan that? Always thinking on their toes. The real Game of Thrones is going on right now. Let me get into some of these headlines. Oh, by the way, I want to give a annual hello to Brian Stelter and Oliver Darcy and the folks over at Media Matters who are always tuned in to write up some piece about us, slandering us, lying about us, libeling us, and trying to get us kicked off the air. So I just want to give a salute to all our friends at Media Matters, which, by the way, I know you guys print up a transcript of all our live broadcasts. So I'm serious. If you could actually print me that, I would really appreciate that. So if you guys could just send us those transcripts over at Media Matters that you guys pay for all of our live broadcasts to have a transcript of, that sometimes you publish in the articles, you think it makes us look bad. It actually makes us look good, but if you could send those over our way, we'd really appreciate that. But I just wanted to say hi to Stelter, hi to Darcy, hi to our friends at Media Matters, who I know are tuned in. Now, you have nothing better to do. Now, here is the real-life Game of Thrones. This is from the AP today. Scope of investigations into Trump has shaped his presidency. Well, this is kind of true, but it's a misnomer because basically it's handicapped President Trump. It's put a ball and chain on a marathon runner, on an Olympic sprinter, and then said, look at the Olympic sprinter struggling to finish his sprint as he's got two 12-pound ball and chains around his ankles. And they're like, what is wrong with the sprinter today? He is moving extra slow. It's like, well, what are you talking about? There's a ball and chain on his ankle, two of them even. Well, I don't see that. I don't think so. He's just moving really slow. And so that's what they act like. All these investigations, they're legit. I mean, this is just Trump has all this dirt, all these skeletons in his closet. They're just, these investigations is coming back to haunt him. No, it's a deep state coup, and it's all going to come out. Well, it already has come out. It's just that, you know, the media just won't report it. Trump's legal quandaries multiply, threaten to dominate rest of his term. Again, same bullcrap. So they launch all of these fake, fraudulent, illegal investigations, and then they say, uh-oh, look at Trump. He's being investigated now. Oh, this is it for Donald Trump. That's right, Mueller's on the, he's on the case. Let me ask you this. How many stories have you seen in the last, let's say, year? Hell, the last month, I've seen three. Mueller's getting ready for the final report. Mueller's last report about to be released. Mueller's final damning report is here to bring down Trump. That's just three in the last month. They've been saying that for a year. You know what it's called? It's called Tokyo Rose. Acting like there's a victory for Mueller. Acting like he's ready to claim victory. And put Trump's head on a pike. Of course, all fake news. Mueller's team is being completely destroyed. Go and look. Just look at all the people that were on Mueller's side or on Obama's side when this all started years ago, the illegal spying. They have all either been fired or resigned from their positions inside of D.C. Over 10 people. And they're sitting here acting like Trump is the one who's going down when it's all the Mueller Clintonites, Obamaites that are going down. This is what Tokyo Rose does. The Japanese broadcaster, as they're literally being nuked to hell, going on air saying the Japanese are winning. That's the deep state right now with Mueller. Totally getting hammered, totally getting exposed, and then what does the deep state corporate media say? Mueller preparing final report against President Trump. This is the big one. And then all the media runs with it. This is it for Trump. Mueller's finally got him. Oh, yeah. And then they drone on for about maybe 24 hours about that. And then something else happens, and you've completely forgotten about the final Mueller report until next week when his next final report is coming out. But now Mueller wants to interview Trump. He always did. That's how you get anybody with entrapment. And Rudy Giuliani, in fact, guys, let's just roll clip six. Rudy Giuliani says, over my dead body, will Mueller interview Trump?
Now that the special counsel is interested again in interviewing the president, has his office reached out to you about sitting down for an in-person interview with the president?
Yes, there are several unpaid parking tickets back in 1986, 87 that haven't been explained.
Seriously?
You know, we've got to... Seriously, unpaid parking tickets.
No.
He didn't pay the proper fee.
Is the special counsel, does he want to interview the president?
Yeah, good luck. After what they did to Flynn, the way they trapped him into perjury, and no sentence for him, 14 days for Papadopoulos, I did better on traffic violations than they did with Papadopoulos.
So when you say good luck, you're saying no interview.
They're a joke over my dead body, but, you know, I could be dead.
Do they want to speak to the president? I do have other lawyers.
I am disgusted with the tactics they have used in this case. What they did to General Flynn should result in discipline.
Did you kind of hear Giuliani almost realizing how cryptic that was for a second when he said, over my dead body? Like, yeah. He's like, actually, they might kill me. He knows who he's dealing with. He's dealt with these people. But why would President Trump sit down for an interview with Mueller? Even if it was going to be live on TV, it's all entrapment, folks. All of it is entrapment. Trump's interior chief to step down as pressure mounts from ethics inquiries. Again, say what you want about these inquiries and Zinke. The point here shows the double standard. Well, how come, because they're, oh, he's, oh, benefits, pay for play and all this crap. I mean, Andrew Gillum was guilty and caught of 10 times what they're claiming Zinke's doing, and the Democrats just lauded this guy as a hero 2 months ago. So again, it just shows you, if you're a Democrat, you can get away with anything. But it's all about media control. It just, see, that's what people need to understand. And because of the rhetoric, it seems like you're sitting here playing politics, left-right paradigm, you know, Republican-Democrat bash heads all day long. No. This is, you have to understand how corporate media works. In today's day and age, right now at least, I'm no Republican, the corporate media and the Democrat Party work together to destroy America. That's what's going on right now. Again, I'm not a Republican. I'm not here to lionize the Republican Party or tell you to vote Republican. I'm telling you that the corporate media in this country, which most Americans that are uninformed go to for information, protect the Democrat Party. But as soon as there's a nationalist or a guy with an R behind his name that has an ethics inquiry, then all of a sudden it's a big story and he has to step down and the entire media landscape celebrates it. But if you're Dianne Feinstein with a spy under your employee from China for 20 years, you're all good. If you're Eric Holder, held in contempt in court, the first AG in the history of the United States to be held in contempt of court, you're all good. If you're Andrew Gillum with all the ethics violations, or you're Maxine Waters with multiple ethics and violations, or you're Bill de Blasio with your biggest assistant, the next John Podesta, caught with all child porn on his computer, you're fine. That's the collusion between the Democrats and the media, all exposed in the WikiLeaks. Mick Mulvaney to replace John Kelly as acting chief of staff. Right now, it's acting. I'm hearing that this is going to become permanent, and Trump seems to be very excited about Mulvaney. Pelosi gets her swagger on. Boy, I had to have a laugh at this one. This is so ridiculous from the Hill. She's got her swag back. She baited President Trump into taking the blame for potential government shutdown. No, Trump baited her into acting like it was the negative side to take the side of shutting the government down, when actually most people probably would want the government shut down, surprisingly. The image of Pelosi strutting out of the White House meeting in a red wool jacket quickly went viral and prompted the coat designer to bring back the discontinued piece. No one is buying a jacket because it was worn by Nancy Pelosi. You notice how nobody knew about that? Melania Trump wore a jacket that said, "I don't care," on the back of it, and it literally sold like a million jackets. They sold out. Nancy Pelosi wears a red jacket. They bring it back. Nobody even knows what it is. But she's got her swagger on. This woman, I almost feel bad. I mean, if she wasn't such a corrupt, lying thief, I maybe would have a little more empathy for Nancy Pelosi. But this is a woman that has serious mental deficiencies. This is an older woman, maybe had an alcohol issue, and that's why her brain isn't working. Maybe it's just old age. But folks, she is totally mentally deranged. And this is the Speaker of the House for the Democrats. I mean, get ready for some fireworks and some fun.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.